The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you on this Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. Getting back to this and closing this out, as I said, you know, degrading the content of the message by disharmony in artist body language. You know, Cliff, did it ever occur to you that coming out with information like this, especially when there are, he does have documents that show, going all the way back to 2005, the research done on venom, he correlates some of these symptoms that some of these patients have that would, well, fit very nicely with the symptoms of snake poisoning. But does it hit home with you at all that Dr. Artis' sometimes odd body language, his facial gestures, could be due to the fact that, by his own admission, he was extremely nervous about even sharing what he had found due to concerns about his safety? And I have heard different reports that he's actually on a hit list. He's number one on Pfizer's hit list because of the information he's bringing out. That's coming from a few different people. Zev Zelenko, Dr. Zev Zelenko is one. Another one, it's a guy's named Braun, I believe. But anyway, I have to tell you, folks, in my lengthy expedition, if you will, as a talk show host, I could list names as long as my arm of researchers, hosts, journalists, etc., that have been silenced. They've been suicided. They've been arkansided. They've died under extremely mysterious circumstances for bringing or attempting to bring out information that the powers that be didn't want released. And it's a long list, Cliff. And by the way, sadly, a couple of those people I knew personally. So this video is so much a propaganda piece that it begs the question of who is trying to sell what to whom and for what tactical reason. Well, one last point. And by the way, James in Vancouver, I'll get to you in just a second here. Let me finish this up. One last point. Venom is highly reactive. This basically means that there are parts of all enzymes that will want to bond with elements, usually oxygen, but also chlorine and others, that will reduce its electrical potential. That is to say, make it more relaxed and far less reactive. And thus, the idea of dumping any venom, snake, or other critter into a water system is silly. See, they picked this paragraph up, the first one I read from Cliff High's article. The venom would encounter vast amounts of oxygen, chlorine, and all other chemicals currently polluting the planet. It would be very, very unlikely that the venom would survive in a reactive state that would be able to injure your body. And if the venom was made into a more water-stable product by that very process, it would no longer be reactive enough to cause harm. And I say to that, yes, Cliff, very unlikely that venom would survive in a reactive state of water unless, in your haste to discredit Dr. Artis, you neglected to consider the following. Snake venom would break down in water, but wait, if they take the mRNA technology and the spike protein, introduce nanoparticles and wrap it in hydrogel, which they have done, would this not stabilize and protect the payload prior to either being injected, digested, or put in the water? I pose that question to you, Cliff. I could easily turn this entire hit piece around on you, Cliff, and pose a question. Why did you go to such great lengths to try and discredit Artis for his presentation? my thoughts about that before one points a finger at artists or claims his Watch the Water documentary is flawed, before anyone, whether they be a journalist, a talk show host, a scientist, a doctor, or anyone who would choose to ignore, to vilify, to dismiss, or downplay Dr. Artis' research, I would suggest we all keep an open mind and at least explore the possibility. To me, at this point, I rule out nothing, as Dr. Artis' finding make as much sense to me as many others I've examined, and truthfully, more than some. In short, keep an open mind, folks. What's true or not? Hopefully, time will tell. Let's go to James in Vancouver. James, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing good. See, listen, I discovered something that's common to snake venom, common to remdesivir, and common to wastewater effluents, and that is the phosphorus atom. Okay, so remdesivir has a phosphor atom in it, which is quite active and reactive. Phospholipase is in snake venom. That's a enzyme that will break down proteins in a human being. And then, interestingly enough, phosphorus was first isolated in 1699 from, guess what, human urine. And we know there's millions of tons of human urine in waste effluent, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there as a phosphate, but conceivably, maybe you could activate it by dumping some stuff in the effluent, you see. Phosphorus is known as the devil's element, by the way, just to put some flash in the show.
Well, you know, it's interesting. James, it's interesting you say that, because there seems to be a lot of, how do I want to say this? There's a lot of coincidences regarding this whole thing as far as the snake. Okay, as we know in Christianity, yeah, the snake is the biggest evil,
right,
but also the,
yeah,
the number 19 peptides. And according to Dr. Artis,
yeah,
you know, COVID-19 could very well be cobra virus 19 because of the 19 peptides in there. Who knows?
Well,
you know,
I'm not
advocating Dr. Artis, but I'm not demeaning Dr. Artis. What I am doing is I'm giving this man credit for, as a professional in the medical industry, as a chiropractor, he's taken the time, 16 hours a day, four months worth, by his own admission, to research. He didn't have to do that, okay?
Right.
And it reminds me of me, because I know when you know, after 9/11, I watched the video Loose Change by Dylan Avery.
Right. Right.
And that's what caused me to get up off my seat from the television set, walk into the computer, and start typing into search engines. And that left me on a four-month journey of waking up to what's really going on in this country. It's how I woke up to begin with. So how could you criticize somebody, right or wrong, for doing what they did? You know,
well,
that's...
To be honest, I thought it was a bunch of hooey to begin with. That's true. And then I started thinking about it the middle of last week, on a Wednesday. And I said, well, let's see what's going on here. Because I knew phosphorus was in remdesivir. I knew that last year. Now, phosphorus is a very highly reactive compound.
Can I ask you how did you find that out, James?
Well, you just look on the internet. They'll show it to you.
Oh, okay.
You type in remdesivir chemical structure, and they'll show it to you. There's a great big phosphorus atom right there. Now, when that's injected into the blood, that's like putting snake venom in a bag and doing IV, because it should not be injected into the blood. What it should be is taken orally and have the liver break it down, and then it'll have the efficacy that it's supposed to have. The fact that they're putting it in an IV right now is like a death sentence, you see, because the body will take that to be a poison, and then the body will rush water into where your arterial structure is, like your heart, flooded with water, and that water pressure is great enough to actually stop your heart. The edema, you see.
Yeah, so that is a perfect explanation for what it was reported to me by a couple of people that I know personally that died.
Yeah.
Their abdomen filled up with fluid. Then it went into their lungs.
Right.
Then it went into their brain.
Exactly.
They threw them on a ventilator and they died.
Yes.
Right.
Now you got it, because most of the body's blood is in the brain, you see. And when you get bit by a snake, the same damn thing happens. And what you need at that point is to detoxify the toxin at the point of biting. People use a stun gun for that, believe it or not. So, and then, of course, I just saw that the phosphorus had been isolated in 1699 by, get this, not a chemist, but an alchemist. He was trying to find gold or something, and he took some urine and started to boil it, and after the process, he isolated phosphorus.
Wow.
Now, phosphorus is so reactive that it'll react by detonation as well as fire. Right? Detonation means you just put pressure on it or tap it the right way, and it'll start to blow. It'll blow, you see. Now, in the effluent, of course, it's a phosphate. But you remember glyphosate, pho in glyphosate, that's a phosphor atom, too. It's in the glyphosate, you see. And that's running off into the rivers and what have you. So keep an eye. And this is all facts, okay, because the phosphor is there. Right? I'm not, everybody can conjecture, well, what's going on. But phosphor atoms are in all three things.
Fascinating. I go back to square one, and the glyphosate, that was in Monsanto's Roundup or whatever, right? Yeah.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So exactly. They've been, it looks to me like they've been gearing this up, ratcheting this thing up over a long period of time. You know, they started with the fluoride in the water years ago, and the cigarette commercials about Kent being good for you, and most doctors recommend Camels, and then you go to the glyphosate and the poisoning in the foods. And evidently that wasn't good enough for them. So now they got to up their ante and go into the vaccines. I mean, this has been going on for a long time, and people have been too naive or believe, gullible to actually believe that even the medical profession, the AMA establishment, they're not there to cure anything. They're there to manage your illness, drain your pocketbook until you die. That's what they're there for. That's what these pills are for. Right.
Well, that's a business model, you see. That's the deal.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one. Yeah. Phosphorus. How interesting. All right. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Dave in Massachusetts, going once. Dave in Massachusetts, going twice.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Michael. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike told me to take it off speakerphone, and I can barely hear you with it off speaker. But, anyways, Michael, I wanted to, once again, I wanted to give a shout out to Laura from Michigan, and I gave a shout out to Laura once before on your show about a month ago. But anyways, Michael, the reason I wanted to give Laura from Michigan a shout-out was she called into the Liberty Man show this morning, the John Moore show, when he had Jeff Nyquist on as a guest. And Laura from Michigan asked Jeff a couple of questions regarding the attack on the USS Liberty on June 8th of 1967. And I was absolutely shocked, Michael, at his answers. I never heard any such preposterous propositions as Jeff Nyquist put forth. And I won't relate what he said, but I just want to urge all the supporters of Phil Turney and Ron Kuchel, and we've been big supporters of the crew of the USS Liberty, but any supporter of Phil Turney and the USS Liberty, they should listen to on the archive there on John Moore's show this morning. Thanks to Laura. She put him on the hot seat and asked him the questions about the attack on the Liberty, and his answers were absolutely shocking. And
I'll tell you what, I just wrote that down, Dave, and I will listen to it. I have interviewed Phil Turney. Dave Gahari he's kind of Phil Turney's sideman for producing the documentary on the Liberty. I've had those guys on my show several times back in the day. I'll make it a point to go in there and listen to it. Thank you for the info. I appreciate it. Okay.
Go and check it out, Michael.
All right, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Let's go to Andy in Texas. Andy, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, thanks, Mike. No, I think the number one thing that should be on everybody's plate, which is would be food in most places, I think that's the number one thing we should be worried about is food. I mean, you look at these train cars that should be delivering the nitrogen-based fertilizer all over across the country, and the trains have stopped. You look at the avian flu that's running through Iowa, so they say, using a PCR test that we know is bunk. So they're going after our food, and I think, you know, we can talk about everything we want to talk about, but in the future here, in the very near future,
okay,
food is going to be the number one.
All right,
thing,
let me stop you for a second, interject something, Andy, because it's interesting you say that, because my next up on the list to report here is an article I ran across in prepping for today's report. I don't have it in front of me, but in the essence, it called Artis and his, you know, his interview and his documentary a distraction from more important things that need our attention right now, like food, like Ukraine, Russia, blah, 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 blah. And I agree with you. And by the way, I have made moves. I mentioned this earlier in the program. My family's involved in a seedarmory.com, which is non-GMO seeds of any kind that you would want. We've packaged it. We have a business that we provide those. And I agree with you. Food is a problem. Food is, people better be paying close attention to that. However, you know, we cannot focus specifically on food. There's only, you know, anytime I go into any alternative news source, whether it be Alex Jones or whether it be Mike Adams or whether it be Dave Hodges, it doesn't matter where I go, they're all touting storable food, all of them. Okay, now what I find interesting about that is that from what I can ascertain, they're all getting it from the same place, and that same place is the place that hired a left-wing law firm to go after my family company to try to get us off the market. I find that fascinating. Okay? All of these people that are pressing and putting their labels on this food is all coming from the same place. I'm not going to mention the name because I don't want to give them the credit. But I'm just saying that same company is the company that has come after my family company regarding selling non-GMO seeds because they want to corner the market on it. Well, it's not going to happen. Anyway, I agree with you, Andy. Yes. Yes, well, we should be talking about that. But everybody's talking about that in their commercials trying to sell them food. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I'm thinking is, okay, so you look at the owners of these trains that are refusing to bring up the nitrogen-based fertilizer, and they're not even going to be able to grab grains, and they're not even taking future orders to grab grains. And apparently, according to Rivero, we have grain silos all across the Midwest there that are just full of grain, and we don't have no way to get it to market because the trains are refusing to renew the contracts and whatnot. And then we look at who owns these things, and we find our common denominator billionaires. You got Warren Buffett's name in there. You got George Soros' name in there. And of course, Vanrock. Well, let's just get them both together. Vanguard and BlackRock. They own everything. That's why they're doing this to us, in my opinion, is because they own everything. They can, even if the government lifts a mandate for masks, they can mandate in their stores, which they own, that you still have to wear that and you still have to have a vaccine. It's not against any policy that I see, but
well,
you know, we got the mask.
But that goes back
from the government,
Andy. That goes back to the compliance issue. I don't comply. And if enough of us don't comply, their whole shenanigan falls apart. The problem is we have enough sheeple out there that will comply with anything they tell them. That's the problem, okay? And that's part of the reason for this entire network, RBN, is to wake people up. Been doing this for how many years now? Ever since 2006? All right, how many people have we woke up? Not a lot, because they refuse to believe. They don't want to believe that their government's not benevolent and doesn't want their best or doesn't have their best interest at heart. They don't want to believe it. And nothing you can say will make them believe it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Andy. We're going to break. Dave in New York, hold on. I'll take you right after the break. Be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you on this Tuesday. Before we get back to the report at hand, let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. Good. There's been this question all along, what's causing the COVID disease, and some people claim they have it all figured out, and other people say different things, and now we have this new hypothesis and from someone about snake venom. I think the best synopsis on this was by someone who was on stage with a chiropractor at one point talking about all these problems. He's been involved in the Hague lawsuit. He's had 450 scientific publications, MD, JD, and PhD. He's Dr. Richard Fleming, MD. So Dr. Fleming says, very respectfully, he didn't want to even mention his name, but he said he's way in over his head here. He doesn't have the training to understand what's going on, and you know, he's put all these interesting things together, and in my opinion, there's a lot of supposition going on here, and I have not seen where there's any measurements of venom being in the water anywhere, so maybe there are a few somewhere. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But then Jeff Rentz and Erica Kahn were on last night, And they jumped on this last week, but they came out with another talk on this. And they showed Dr. Pierre Corey's article written analyzing some of these videos that he watched. And I think it's very informative. Dr. Pierre Corey, it is earliest advocate of ivermectin, shreds the artist Peter's ruby venom hysteria. Venom peptides are actually produced by the human body during infections. And then they produce a 2017 paper showing phospholipase A2, quote, snake venom, is native to the human body and naturally elevated during infection. And then another paper showing, Italian paper number one, showing bacteria from critically ill COVID patients replicate the SARS-CoV-2 virus, producing toxic venomous peptides, May 2021. So, and these are probably bacteria that are in the large intestine. And, you know, some of these people have used zithromycin to help treat this, along with ivermectin, et cetera. And different people have told artists that he was on the number one hit list. Well, what Fleming doesn't identify any of these people, but he believes there are bad actors trying to get a good guy in trouble and making him, encouraging him to come out with a crazy story, rushing to market with it. That's mm-hmm. the gist, I think, of what Fleming said.
Okay, and let me interject on that. Dave, let me interject on this, because this entire, my entire report today, I'm not advocating, nor am I demeaning what artists has come out with. As a matter of fact, I'm giving him credit for the, the guts he has to come out with it. I'm not saying it's true, and I'm not saying it's not true. Let us not, like I have heard a couple of talk show hosts, and I have heard or I've seen a couple of articles that are basically just bashing this guy. And I'm saying my position
is
don't
bash the guy. Let's not bash the guy. No.
Right.
Let's just recognize what's going on here, that somebody might have got set up to go out and do this and make a lot of people look stupid. I mean, if you go out to the general public and say this, they're going to say, what? You're crazy. You know, that doesn't mean that we're crazy, but, you know, there's various things that they can do with all this information. And my recommendation is that oil change mechanics should change oil. And transmission, if you're going to have your transmission worked on, don't have the oil change mechanic do it. Have a highly trained guy. And that's what somebody like Fleming and McCullough and a lot of different people are. And some of them don't have the same detailed training that maybe Judy Mikvitz has. Let's see what she has to say tomorrow night. She's going to be on with Chris Steiner, I guess, on this particular show.
And I agree. So I completely agree. However, I will say this. Okay, in my life, I've had a number of professions. I don't claim to be an expert in any of the above, because anything you go into, you're always learning. And there's a massive amount, of doctors out there that are goose-stepping to the protocols, going along with whatever's been mandated down by the so-called experts at the top. I don't trust any of those people, and they've got a doctor in front of their name, okay? So, you know, in this age of dissemination and misinformation and so forth, okay, we've got to be very careful about what we say and how we say it. You know that.
And take a listen to doctors that have like 400 publications. There's a reason why they do. And it's not just because they're greasing everybody's palms necessarily. I mean, sure, things happen, but I don't think so. I've been in science. I've published papers. I've been at, you know, up at a level where I can assess this and, you know, let some other people come forward like me and say their opinion too. That's fine.
I agree. I appreciate the call. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate your input.
Thanks
very much. That's what RBN is for, my friend. Okay, we're going to go to a break shortly, but I'm going to bring John in Michigan up before we go to break. John, you're on with Mike. I'll hold you over if you have something lengthy to say. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Michael. I heard a doctor on Alex's show today, Dr. Lee Merritt. She's front-line doctor.
Hold on, John. I got to go to a break.
Sure.
I'll bring you up right after the break. We'll talk about Lee Merritt. All right. See you in three. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're back with the National Intel Report, and we're all going into the danger zone here. We're talking to John in Michigan. You want to talk about Dr. Lee Merritt. Go ahead, John.
Make a comment on that Hendrix bumper music before. My friend who's going to be turning 84 next week, Billy Davis, who lives in the Detroit area, taught Jimmy guitar when Jimmy was 17 and was his friend till his death. So just good stuff. But as far and also, if you can mention your family seed company again for me, I missed that part. If you didn't,
it's called seedarmory.com.
Okay. Oh, great, right. Great. Thank you very much. Right. Yeah, Dr. Lee Merritt, who's a friend of Dr. Artis, she talked about this venom issue and explained it in a way that was very understandable, and talked about the peptides in the body. And what she brought out, though, in this interview was the fact that all of this testing for all of this coronavirus or whatever it is was getting DNA samples, and that around the world they are this DNA is specific to different cultures, and that it's the next bioweapons will all be developed around the DNA for the area that they want to attack. So that was something I thought I'd just want to share, because this snake venom stuff is just taking over all the other information that's out there, and And I think this DNA factor that they're going to be using, because she talked about the bloodlines of the royalty that doesn't hook up with the spike protein, and she's part of that bloodline way, way, way back. And because she said she had a slight issue with the sickness, but her husband and her son had a worse issue with it. So just something else to add to the pot about this these test DNA swipes and DNA samples, that what their purpose is and what they're going to be using it for. And that's why, why she said that in Russia they were taking samples of the Slavs, and that was upsetting Putin too, because they, the Air Force is involved with this, and they went over and they were taking all these different samples. And it was, and he, the reason why is because they're going to have a bioweapon with the DNA specific locations.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks. I appreciate your input. My phone lines are loading up here, and I've got some other stuff that I wanted to get to. But let's go ahead and let's try to make them short. I got Charlie, Lauren, Patrick, and Bob. So I'm going to give each of you 2 minutes. Charlie, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Okay. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on a couple of things. First, let's start with Cliff High. I don't know what to think about him. I think he might be a little bit Looney Tunes, actually. He said one time that the reason why Donald Trump is going to come back and run again for the second time for to become president was that he was promised by the military that Ahriman, which is an ancient name for the devil, from some religion, I think it's Zarathustraism, would be removed. So the military is, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy is clearly needs some serious help. I mean, a lot of people swear by him and all this stuff, but what are they? I've never heard him say anything that I didn't already know or find out from just general research. So let's just put him right down. Also, I wanted to address Richard Fleming. Fleming was an anti-Trump activist from the very beginning when he first started. He was one of those that first came out and said Trump didn't act fast enough, okay, to stop the virus. And, of course, Fleming has his own cure, supposedly, you know, for COVID, all right, 19. So, you know, the Fleming, you know, cure. And he was promoting that at the same time he was attacking Trump way back there. Trump did everything he could, I think. You know, I don't see any reason why he acted slow. But here's the point. Fleming has an agenda, and his agenda is to sell his product, his cure for COVID-19. Of course, he doesn't want to admit if it's true, and I think there's a lot to it. That guy, Jerry from Vancouver, really knows his stuff. He's a scientist. And James okay. from Vancouver. Yeah, he knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So
all right.
I would, and if that are my 2 minutes up, that's all I wanted to say. But yeah.
All right. All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate
Good
your
show.
Input, Charlie. Yeah. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, you're on with Michael. You got 2 minutes. Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, I'm going to squeeze this in fast. Okay. So the deal is there is a bug. Pradhan et al., it was published in The Lancet, I think it was January of 2020, and they took and looked at the bug, and it is a Frankenstein, MERS, SARS, AIDS, Ebola, and the sensitin 1 protein spike. Okay, 4 gene sequences patented by Moderna that are human glycoproteins, 120 is the bad one. 41, 120, there's another one too. But the gist of it is there is a real bug. And I think what Cliff High was saying was the way that these people operate, they do. They will throw in these layers of distraction and layers of confusion so that when the topic is brought up again, you know, well, is it this or is it that? When really it's a combination of years of planning. If you go back and you look at that mycoplasma paper, Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases by Professor Don Scott, 2001, one of the quotes is from George Merck. At the 1977 Senate hearing, George Merck from the company Merck Sharp and Dohme, they're reading about when they put mycoplasma into a crystalline form. And what he said was, Merck Sharp and Dohme, the company which now makes cures for the diseases it one time created, okay, it's the same thing, only now it's instant. Instead of waiting for you to get the mycoplasma, and then in your body, depending on your genetic structure, it does different things. Some people will give them diabetes, cancer, AIDS, pick your ailment. Well, now they're injecting it into you. So you're getting, some are dying right away, some are developing things slowly. It's also got the extra nanotech in there. So for the purpose of building and making you the uplink to this new system. But it's still the same people. Anthony Fauci worked on the AIDS. Anthony Fauci was there in 2002 when Peter Daszak, and they figured out how to stop this thing, zinc ionophores. That's how you interrupt its replication. And then they're here in now 2020 with COVID. It's the same people. So if we keep trying to figure out the details of how they're doing what they're doing, instead of focusing on, hey, there's criminals that took $190 billion with the NIH and paid to fund bioweapons to destroy populations. We might want to just get out.
I agree. We've got law firms that are going after that. We'll see how far they get. Tommy Renz, Reiner Fulmick. We've got law firms that are going after that. We'll see how far they get. We'll see how corrupt our court system is.
Well,
Lauren, I gotta let you go. My lines are full, honey. Your two minutes are up.
Go ahead. Okay. Thanks. Great
show. Bye-bye. Patrick in Texas, you're next up. You got 2 minutes. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. We're just talking about, you know, the water and all that. We've all pretty much heard that. And we talk about, you know, Mike Adams, Alex Jones. We know who they cover for. And it's all the same common denominator. And, Rockefeller started Department of Education, who says, give me control of an education system, I'll change a civil culture. He was also charged of medical. He took over in medical. He do licensing. He controlled everything. He didn't have a license, you couldn't practice. IG Pharma and the pharmaceutical companies, that's all known, run by the Zionists. The finance, run by the IMF, owned by Rothschild. They are the paymaster for our military, and everything is run by them. The railroads are all Harriman. That's all started by Rothschild. It's all they run all of that through their, you know, through their parent corporations and their secret societies. So, you know, to try to say that it's so a bunch of goose stepping thugs, it's not. It's either Red Star wearing Bolsheviks. You can go through every war. I can tell you who started it and how they did it. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, and so, you know, with that, you know, your response.
Well, I don't disagree with you because I know the history of it as well. I've researched it, myself. You know, all of us out here are trying to find the truth. All of us out here are trying to find an explanation, a truth. We're trying to bring these criminals to justice, and we're trying to protect ourselves and our families. That's what our goal is.
Yeah.
Okay. We know what they're.
Okay.
You know, this is. The 21st century. It's a completely different kind of war, and we are at war. And yes, they are, a product, or they are looking at the Georgia Guidestone saying we want population reduction. This is a war on humanity. That's what it is. Okay?
Yes, and names. You didn't say any names at all. You just say they, who.
Well, I'm not going to call. I'm not going to start calling them out one by one.
There you go. See there, you're a weak tea there about it all.
Oh, I'm a weak tea.
Fine.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Pat.
Yeah, goodbye, Pat. Let's go to Bob in Utah. Bob, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Just want to make one point. I think we need to bring this whole conversation to the beginning. If you tell me a clear definition of flu, what its causes are, and what its symptoms are, and just answer those two questions.
Okay, Bob, you're breaking up real bad. I can only hear about half of what you're saying. You want to start over again?
I'm sorry. I'm being too loud.
No. You're breaking up. Your phone is breaking.
Define what the flu is. What are the symptoms and causes of the flu? And where did the flu go? If you can't answer those questions, Lauren, then you can't even begin to talk about COVID. And that's all I have to say. I'm sorry I'm breaking up.
No, Bob. No, continue with this. You're directing this at Lauren, and you're saying if you want her to give the symptoms of the flu. Is that correct?
Okay, she doesn't understand that. She says they looked at this bug. They didn't look at a bug. They looked at a sequence in the computer. It's GATCs. Those are the bases in DNA, complementary DNA of an RNA virus. She doesn't know any of that stuff. There's a difference between letters in a computer and an actual virus. Okay, people are talking about the sequence as if it's real. I could tell you about the comparison between the Hulk and the Thing. The Hulk, it looks like they took parts of the Thing and put them in the Hulk. They're not real, okay? Am I coming across?
Yeah, you're coming across fine. I'm hearing you.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I'm in a bad mood. I'll call back another time.
All right, I tell you what, folks. I'm going to close the phone lines down here. I want to end this that, you know, all of this about, you know, well, yeah, we've been talking about this, but it's a distraction. We need to be talking about the Ukraine or food or Russia or whatever. You know, that's all good. And you know, look, this is not a distraction, nor is it a subject of COVID, a fading memory. We'd all like to think so. But a matter of fact, I just received a message this morning that Uber is finally lifting their mask mandates. And with that, you might conclude, well, COVID is riding off into the sunset. But wait, before you breathe a sigh of release, I have this for you. And this is a press release that was put out by the White House just yesterday, okay, regarding, it says, for immediate release, joint statement between the United States, Belize, Germany, Indonesia, and Senegal on the announcement of a second global COVID-19 summit. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but what it basically boils down to, it says the philanthropics and the private sector to make new commitments to bring solutions to vaccinate the world. So they're not giving up on this. They're just going behind the scenes. And when you start talking about the QR codes and them slowly implementing this stuff in here, you know, without our vision, without us being able to see it, they're still doing it. So it's not off the table. That was my point. Anyway, I want to close this show out today with another clip. This was an interview that was done after the interview of Dr. Brian Artis with Stu Peters. This was done on a show called Flyover with David and Stacy Whited. So I'm going to go ahead and close this show out with that interview. It's about 11 minutes long, and there's some interesting snippets I want you guys to hear. So, Mike, go ahead and play that clip too.
Thank you to a guy named Dr. Tal Braun. If you guys don't know who this guy is, right as I was flying up to do my interview with Stu, I was downloading and printing all of my articles, and then I saw in my email there was an email with a bunch of people, and all I did in my email search was search the word cobra, because I have snake articles and cobra and then I have all kinds of stuff, crate, you name it, PCR. I just typed in cobra as the first thing, and at the bottom of two pages of cobra articles I'd saved was this, there's the word cobra in a C19 group. I have a huge groups, scientists, doctors around the world. Someone had written a word cobra in an email or else it wouldn't have shown up in my search. So I clicked it. And inside my emails, I never even saw it on June 22nd, 2021.
Whoa. Wow.
There was a guy, his name is Dr. Tal Braun. He actually works in U.S. National Counterterrorism. His job is to train FBI agents and CIA agents in preventing mass killings. This is his job. Wow. I didn't even know who he was. He let us all know that this thing we call SARS-CoV-2 is a respiratory virus. He goes, it's not a respiratory virus. It's envenomation. It's venom. And what he posted to the group was his letter to the FBI director telling him who he's colleagues with, this isn't a virus, it's venom. And I have all the research to show you, and I need your help to help. I'll do all the help to look into Wuhan and all this crap. And when I saw it, I was like, he actually posted the FBI letter. And I was like, what? Someone else knew this? So I called him. I literally called him. All I wanted to know when I literally walked into the room where me and Stu filmed this thing. And that's where I first talked to him. I said, Tal Braun, did the FBI respond to your letter? That's all I wanted to know. And he said, yeah, I got a letter. It said, received, period, thank you, period. And I said, wait, what happened after that? And he goes, nothing. I went to my buddies at the U.S. National Counterterrorism, and I told them I'm going to go public with all of my knowledge, even though the FBI doesn't want to help me, blah, blah. And then his friends and colleagues told him, Tal, you better go into the witness protection program, because if the FBI is not willing to help you now, as a colleague who's been training their agents, something bad's going to happen. So he went silent and got scared. And all he's been doing behind the scenes is researching how to create an antidote. And so he has invested half of his money just creating an antidote. He actually has been a godsend. This is a God thing. I had no idea this guy even existed. Since then, I'm not even kidding, the Reawaken tour was happening in Oregon. Can I just say this? Are y'all okay with this?
Sure.
If you want to know what a God thing looks like, I've only missed since starting speaking at the Clay Clark events. I committed to him. I'd go to all of them because I'm committed to audiences. Mm-hmm. And I am. I don't care if it's a Democratic rally. You invite me to a Democratic rally. I'm going to blow y'all away because you deserve to be saved too and not be killed. But I haven't been invited yet. It'll be exciting when I am. But I just want you to know that I decided, because 3 months before the Oregon event, I decided to go to a different event with a buddy of mine to New Jersey 3 months ago. And the Oregon event happened to be the same weekend. And I had to tell Clay, I'm sorry, the only event I'm not going to be at is the Oregon one. And I'm flying to New Jersey with Jane, and we're going to spend 3 days there. I filmed with Stu Peters on a Tuesday. Wednesday morning, Zev Zelenko is trying to get a hold of me three times to make me aware that morning, as I'm flying from interviewing for the first time, all this crap, Zev Zelenko has to tell me his intel that same next morning when I'm flying back from Stu Peters that I'm number one on an assassination list by Pfizer. And he doesn't know why. He just needed to warn me, and he's number two. And he needed to know, and he wanted me to record an interview with him, Zev Zelenko, to tell the world how important I and him have become to be on this list. I called my attorney, Thomas Renz, to vet the intel. 2 hours spent with Zev Zelenko and his security people. He called me and he goes, Dr. Harris, this is real and you need to take it legitimately. Okay, great. I told Zev and I told everybody, y'all don't even know what I'm looking at. You don't know what I'm about to release. But the big pharma knows, and it's going to be very painful for them. They don't want me to bring it. And that was kind of scary. So I just want you to know, I was supposed to be in Oregon at Clay Clark. It's the only one I missed. I decided to go to New Jersey. When I'm flying to visit with Stu Peters, I find out that morning there's this guy named Dr. Tan, who trains FBI and CIA agents, who also figured it out and let the FBI know. I am really, really scared to death because I'm getting mixed messaging from a few people that I shouldn't bring this information to light. In fact, one of Donald Trump's attorneys I met with for 2 hours in between the Stu Peters interview and the weekend. Mm-hmm. And he said, do not bring this out. This will create more panic, fear, and death. And I was like, oh, crap, here we go. I didn't know what to do. I was really freaking out. The morning I woke up to fly to New Jersey, which had been planned for 3 months, only knew about Tal Braun for about 3 days. I called him on the way to the airport. And I said, I don't know where you live in the world, but I'm going to be in New Jersey for the next 3 nights. I need to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And he goes, where are you going? I'm going to be in Edison, New Jersey. The dude lives in Edison, New Jersey.
Oh!
10 minutes from where I was staying. And we spent 3 hours visiting. If that's not a God thing to you, Tal Braun said the other day on a Zoom link call that people are blasting me at. He goes, I want to give credit to Dr. Artis, regardless if I don't believe them. He goes, it is plausible that they have weaponized this in water. You can't say that. It's not plausible. I work in bioweapons and preventing mass killings, and this is a way to do it. So please don't bash him yet. You just need some proof. He said, I don't buy into it, that that's the real thing. I think it's really on a virus and they're spreading it. And that's fine. He goes, the weapon is venom. And if he got the world's attention with the water aspect, God love Dr. Artis for it. And this is what he said. This is really funny. This guy goes, he goes, I think I might have pissed him off. He goes, the fact that Dr. Artis has been bold enough to do this, he deserves a Nobel Prize because he just saved the whole world. And then got off the call and he texted me later. He's like, do you think that was too bold? Do you think I made those people angry? And I said, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I just need people to know it's true. God has been overseeing this thing. You guys, it's the most incredible. It's been the most incredibly humbling, scary, nerve-wracking, anxiety-creating. Oh, my God, am I doing this at the right time to save lives? Am I doing enough? And then I just say this, actually, if Richard Bartlett didn't send me that text on December 1st, no one would have ever known, at least at this point anyway. Mm-hmm. So this is all in God's timing. There must be something really horrific they're planning on doing to bring this out now. Like, this is really how I felt, and I hope it actually saves millions of lives. And then I really do hope. People ask me all the time, what's your hope out of this info? I cannot wait to see the liars prosecuted.
Yeah. Because like I said in the beginning of this shifts from a drunk driver accidentally hit somebody that was walking on a sidewalk that you love.
Go ahead and cut it, Mike. Yeah. He, you know, look, right or wrong, true or not, I don't know. But the man means well. His actions are honorable. Okay. Is he going down the wrong track? Very well, maybe. Okay. But like all of us, he wants to see these criminals brought to justice. And I had it cut off too quick, but he does mention in there that in the studies that the CDC did on these people that had COVID, they found in the blood, the urine, and the poop of the COVID-19 patients animal venoms. And the question is, how did they get there? Another question I have is, why is it that on the CDC website they have wastewater treatment protocols regarding this? They're testing the water. And I remember Ubering, Jiminy Frost, this was a year and a half ago, and I was picking up college students that were complaining that they were closing down their dorms temporarily while they were testing the wastewater for COVID. Why? Just another question. So again, folks, I don't advocate, nor do I demean Dr. Artis. It's just something else to put out there. And all those callers that call in, and I appreciate every one of you, with the exception of the one guy that said I'm weak. Sorry, I'm anything but weak, sir. And yes, I've got a laundry list of people that the names of people that are behind this and involved in this. I could do a whole show on it. Didn't have time for that today. But by virtue of the fact that I didn't happen to bring it up does not mean by any stretch of the imagination that I am weak. I believe it was Bob in Utah. Anyway, time's run out. Thank you for tuning in today, folks. See you same time, same station next week. And let's look forward to the Judy Mikovits interview. I believe that's tomorrow with Steiner. All right. Anyway, have a good night. We'll see you next time.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.